Okie dokie. Here we go. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. It is Tuesday, October 1st. Holy heck, 2019 is coming to a close, and I feel like summer should only be starting. It's Dave here. All the best stuff from today's morning show just for you. We started out by talking what could have been with Steve's college athletic career. Fridge finds were the topic of our phone discussion today. We celebrated the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road being released, featured the Doobies in song stories, heard about a sexy vegan, don't be shocked, that was his name, and put the Beatles in the isolation booth before hearing about a scam reversal. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK. This is a song that always confuses me as to where it's from, because it sounds so much like the, you know, something from the first couple of U2 albums that when I realized it's from The Unforgettable Fire, I'm like, wow, my God, that's old. You know,
U2 is sort of sneaky like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they
it's
are.
Hard to peg
yeah,
where
in, yeah. In their progression.
Right? I said There's peg. Certain songs. Yes, I said peg, Steve.
Yeah. 65 degrees outside with temperatures today getting up to 80.
Lust.
Mixed sun and clouds, humid. No. Steve's got another issue today.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Because you know, he's sorrowful now that NCAA players have a chance of making money, making endorsement money, right? And his career is long over, right?
Play, as an Arcadia Beaver?
We're the Knights, Dave. You're a Beaver.
Right. I'm surprised they didn't go with Beavers, though.
It would have been fitting.
It would have been fitting. It was what, Beaver College for the longest time.
How does a beaver strike fear in the hearts of men? Well
you guys are slinging lumber. Are you serious?
Yeah, it would be perfect. And those teeth.
I wasn't swinging lumber. I was a pitcher only.
Okay.
Listen, the amount of money that I think Arcadia could have paid me, probably equal to the salary that I get now.
Damn right.
Not a lot.
Right. Yeah, and the things you would endorse are probably about the same.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
So yesterday, we've got two refrigerators in our house. We got, you know, there's one in the kitchen. Oh. That one literally goes from, you know, floor to ceiling. There's no space above it. It takes up the entire space.
Okay.
But in the garage, there's a second one. That is the keep the beer cold refrigerator.
Yep.
Right. You know, this is where the wine gets chilled refrigerator. Oh, I've got a whole watermelon I want cold refrigerator, whatever it is, in the freezer and all that stuff.
I've got a meatloaf from 6 years ago freezer.
Right. Exactly. And on top of it, over the years, things have gotten stored, right? Some of them are these big water jugs, so we used to carry water with us for the dogs whenever we would travel, all right? But they are packed in a – let's just put it this way. I went to move something, and like four jugs, two coolers, everything kept falling down on my head, right? Everything's hitting my head lately, But it made me think that growing up, the top of the refrigerator – and to this day, for most people, the top of the refrigerator is a very, very important storage space. All right. So the question at hand, and we'll open it up to everybody, 215-263-WMGK, what's on the top of your refrigerator?
I don't have much. I probably have a 4 to 5 inch space before I hit a cabinet.
Uh-huh.
So there is a stack of papers that I have no idea what they are. My wife must have put them there. But next to that, I have a clear, hard plastic, is Lucite?
Lucite, yeah.
And on the bottom of it is etched Vassalotti, and it's a serving tray.
Oh, nice.
And I love it.
All right.
Nice. So that's where I keep it.
I think that's probably one of the most common things on top of a refrigerator.
A serving tray.
Yeah, especially if you only have a few inches.
Because when you go to put it in a cabinet,
you can't fit them.
You got to put it in sideways, and then you got to get there. And every time you got to put something out, take something out or put something in.
$1 million
you gotta
idea.
Take it out. You know,
serving tray cabinets.
We're rich.
All right. Have a spot on the bottom.
What about you? What's
for
on
me,
top of your refrigerator?
You'll be shocked to know that it's my ad circulars.
Oh my.
For Giant, CVS. Sometimes there's the odd McDonald's circular in there with the coupons.
Coupons. Don't say circular, say coupons, Dave.
Coupon sheet.
That's the perfect spot for it.
Out of sight, out of mind. Except for when I leave.
50 years from now, I pity the person who stands behind you at a CVS while you're extreme couponing. Yeah.
At CVS, you don't get a receipt. You get a scarf.
You turn into a mummy while you're standing there.
So 215-263-WMGK. What are you storing on the top of your refrigerator? Cindy, mm-hmm. all right, what, and this all happened because a bunch of stuff fell in my head yesterday, which is a normal occurrence in my house, all right, but on top of your refrigerator, what's up there?
I have whimsical teapots on top of my
whimsical teapots.
Yes, like right. Teapots shaped in, they're like a piano.
Uh-huh.
I think there's two pianos. There's an old-fashioned sewing machine on a table. There's a cow.
What about one comes to life?
Must like be Beauty a bitch, and the Beast.
Right. What, must be a bitch finding a tea cozy for these things. you know?
Do any of them have cats on them, you weirdo?
All right.
You know, there may be, but there's also cat treats on top of the refrigerator.
Okay, we knew that already.
I thought the fridge was made out of a cat treat.
When I was a kid, I mean, the most important thing, that was such an important spot, and I think the reason why they put the radio there was so that we couldn't touch it, right? And every morning, as a kid, you know, I remember going to school, Clavin and Finch were the people, were the two guys that my parents listened to.
Oh, they sound
in the
like
morning.
A hoot.
Yeah. I got to tell you something. Little did I know then that I would end up doing exactly what Clavin and Finch did.
Which one were you more like, Clavin or Finch?
I couldn't tell them apart.
Yeah, right?
But that is that kind of name, isn't
you
it?
You have the mustache.
Clavin.
Yeah.
Clavin. It's Abbey Road Anniversary Day today. Today's the day that it got released here in the United States. Okay, so if there's coupons on top of your refrigerator now, Dave, mm-hmm. what was there when you were a kid? I told you about my radio.
Yeah, as a kid, it was a BB gun.
That's a parental thing to keep it out of the kid's hands.
It was, and then as the oldest of five, eventually I became capable of grabbing it, which was awesome because it was right by the back door. So anytime, you know, my brothers or sisters were out there playing, go out there.
Exactly
right
why
the
it
fence.
Was on top of the yeah. refrigerator. All right. So 215-263-WMGK. Tell us what's on top of your refrigerator today. And right now, let's get to celebrating Abbey Road.
Celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' Abbey Road on Classic Rock 102.9. MGK.
You tended to think, well, if there's going to be a single, it would be John and me that would write it. And then suddenly George just came up with this song, you know, something in the way.
Something in the way she moves.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
The last section of Abbey Road, for me, one of the finest pieces we put together.
I didn't know at the time that it was the last Beatle record that we would make, but it kind of felt a bit like we were reaching the end of the line.
I think it was, in a way, the feeling that it might be our last, so let's just show them what we can do. Let's show each other what we can do, and let's try and have a good time doing it.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to
that one. Mark it fab.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Song stories.
Now, something tells me that I'm not alone with this, every once in a while you hear a song that you've heard numerous times, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh, that's what it's about? That, you know, and that when we're Taking It to the Streets was one for me. I love that song. I love Taking It to the Streets. And it took years before I realized it was about the homeless situation in L.A. And when Mike McDonald was on with us, I brought that up to him. And really, his sister had a lot to do with it.
I always loved gospel music, and I more or less was writing some kind of a gospel musical phrase in my head. But the lyric idea really stemmed from a conversation I had with Maureen about the state of society in terms of inner city and all the hundreds of thousands of kids that grow up in that environment who have to somehow look at the world and glean some kind of a hopeful attitude from what they're exposed to, and how impossible really that must be if you walk in their shoes and see the world that they see day in and day out.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
I'm going to do a vegan story here.
Okay.
But I really need you to prepare for this. Not only you guys, but anybody listening, because it's kind of shocking.
All right.
And the thing that really bothers me the most about this, first off, There isn't a vegan out there who's doing a good job for vegans. I'm sorry, but without fail, we're always getting these stories of vegans doing nasty crap. And this guy is somebody who won't eat animals, but he's willing to do this. He finds this to be okay. There's a 37-year-old guy in West Hollywood, California, who goes by the name Sexy Vegan.
I know. It's very, very tough. Sad that he would go by that name.
Sexy Vegan. Well, he was born Hansel de Bartolo III.
Well, better name then.
Yeah, right.
I love a good Hansel.
So he changed it to Sexy Vegan. Anyway, Sexy Vegan has appeared on the Dr. Phil show a number of times, and there's clearly not something right in this man's head. He's been arrested for having sex with his dog.
Oh!
Then making a video of it and posting it on YouTube.
That was a curveball.
All right.
Didn't see this story going there.
No. I told you, like I said, he won't eat animals, but he has a line where he'll play with them.
Uh-huh.
All right. The police caught him after he posted the video on social media. He was arrested on Thursday for sexual assault and of an animal and posting obscene matter, and he could face up to a year in jail. I hope they serve him meat. That's it. I want him to go to a vegetable-free jail.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
So yesterday, while going into the garage where we have a second refrigerator, all right, a whole bunch of stuff that was being stored on top of the refrigerator came falling down on my head.
Naturally.
And it had a lot to do with the way I had these things stacked. They were like, you know, 20-gallon jugs for gasoline or something like that, but used for water when we would take the dogs places, because if we would change their water, they'd get sick, and the next thing you don't want a sick dog in a car if you can avoid it. All right, so I had them stacked like right side up and upside down between each other. So they were kind of balanced. They weren't really...
Doors were holding them there.
Yeah. Sounds like a prank setup.
Yeah, it is. You know, but it got me to thinking about all the stuff we all store on top of our refrigerators, you know? I mean, when I was a kid, my parents had a radio up there. You have a serving tray. A Lucite serving tray.
It's awesome. I'll take a picture and send it to you. You'll love it.
It's engraved.
Yep.
Right? Dave, of course, has coupons.
Yep.
All right, the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What is on top of your refrigerator? We got a bunch of people who are sitting online waiting to get going here, so let's get going here. We'll start off this morning with, we got Larry on the line here. Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. Booyakasha, John.
Booyakasha, Larry. So on top of your refrigerator, what are you storing there?
We have our paper towels, you know, like the eight packs on top there.
Uh-huh.
And the wife's got an occasional recipe here and there, you know.
Okay.
So you've got nothing. It's just refrigerator and then ceiling. There's nothing on top of that, right? If you can store paper towels there, that's pretty big.
Yeah. I've got quite a bit of space between the refrigerator and the ceiling.
I'm just sort of curious. Do you live down the shore? Because every shore house I walk into has paper towels on top of the refrigerator.
No, I live in beautiful Bristol Borough, Pennsylvania. We won the best small town in America 2 years ago.
Well, congratulations. Go buy yourself some more paper towels for that.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Bye now. Good morning, Marianne. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. So tell me, what's on top of your refrigerator?
A tub of Johnson's caramel popcorn and a blender.
Makes sense, because there's no way to fit that in any sort of cabinet.
Yeah. Again, we keep coming up with these shore answers.
I know.
Kathy, what's on top of that fridge?
About a dozen boxes of cereal.
A dozen boxes of cereal?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What's in the rest of the cabinets in the house if the cereal has to be on top of the refrigerator?
Oh, well, that'd be canned goods, you know, pastas, what have you.
How many people live in your house, Kathy?
Just me and my boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you guys cook?
Obviously not.
Yeah, right?
Have a good morning. Rose, what about yourself? What's on top of your refrigerator?
Cereal.
All right. Now, we just had Kathy on the air. She had a dozen boxes of cereal on top of her fridge. How many you got?
I only have two, Lucky Charms and Captain Crunch.
You're okay in Steve's book.
Do you have any kids in the house?
No.
No, it's not.
And the adults haven't grown up.
That's right. We're big kids.
Strong.
No, it's Neverland at Rose's house.
Jeff, what about yourself? What's on top of that fridge?
Good morning, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
I'm a general contractor and builder, and the same thing that's on top of my fridge is on top of most people's fridge.
What's
a
that?
A really thick layer of dust.
That's a good point. I do need to power wash the serving tray that I have up there.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'm going to go up there and do some digging. Hey, Donna.
Hello.
Hello. So what's on top of your refrigerator?
Well, we have what we call dead soldiers, which are the whiskey bottles that are empty.
Yes.
You save them?
Yeah. Well, we actually look at whiskey bottles. I mean, I drink pretty good whiskey, I guess, but we look at ones that are fancy looking. You know what I mean?
Yes. So. No, I do the same. I have them on my bench down in my workshop, basically.
Don't you also have a gin bottle tree?
I do, in the backyard, yes.
Oh, that's
the world
cool.
needs to see that one.
I've never gone that far, but, you know, usually if it's a good whiskey, just kind of like look at the full ones, too.
What's your cherished one?
Well, I like drinking Crown Royal, but...
Oh, you're old school. I love that.
Wow,
yeah.
I like that a lot, too. I didn't even realize she was black.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
When this album came out, before all of the stupid Paul is Dead stuff started, it was just like... This is like, you know, it's hard to explain what it was like getting each Beatles album for the very first time. Because at first it was just like, you know, it might as well have been Justin Bieber or anybody else. Because it was just like very poppy, which is, you know, these sort of pop songs. And then as they started growing and as Revolver and Rubber Soul came out and then Sgt. Pepper's and then working their way toward this, each time one of those came out, you were chomping at the bit. What's this one going to sound
like? It was like an event.
Yeah, it really was, each and every time. Being there in that store, you know, imagine lines for record stores.
Yeah,
right, trying to get into a store to buy a particular album, you know. I mean, there used to be this expression. There probably still is, right? You know, shipped gold, returned platinum, right? Because what would happen? Record stores back in the day, right? You would order the records ahead of time. So if you thought something was going to be really, really good, you would order lots of them, right? You know, and then every once in a while, it bombed, and record stores were able to return them to the record company. Okay. But for some people, they may have had more than they bought. So that's why it shipped gold.
I never heard that. That's
right,
cool.
Right, but went back platinum.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
There's somebody we have to salute this morning. I don't have this person's name, but I want you to think about this guy, and you'll realize why we need to salute him. Have you ever stayed on the phone with a scammer? Somebody, you know, the phone scam's going on.
No,
and
nobody got time for that.
Just you know, the Tom Mabe thing to do.
No.
Right? A 22-year-old college kid in Ireland says he figured out a way to get scammers to give him money. And he's pulled it off three separate times. Listen to this guy. Earlier this month, he got an email from someone claiming to be a big business banker who was looking for an investment of about $1,200. So here's what he did. First, he acted very interested and said that he wanted to invest more than that. And could he send them $60,000? All right, and then he emailed them a fake PayPal invoice that made it look like he tried to transfer the money to them. All right. Then when the scammer didn't receive the funds, he claimed the bank put a hold on the transfer because they thought it was a scam. He told the scammer, you need to transfer a small amount of money to me so the bank will know it's legit. So the guy sends him $30, okay, and then he sends it back the message and go, nah, I'm just scamming you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, ooh.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.